The Bhakti Vedanta Players, in conjunction with RadioStories.com, present Moonbase One, an internet radio drama.
Come in, Houston. This is Moonbase One. Come in. Houston, this is Moonbase One. Please, come in, Houston.
Moonbase One, this is Houston. We read you. How are you, Charlie?
Is that you, Houston? Boy, it's good to hear your voice. It's getting kind of lonely up here.
Charlie, we have a bit of bad news, I'm afraid. There's been a problem with the supply ship.
Oh, don't tell me there's been another delay in the launch.
The rocket booster had a problem. I have to tell you that it won't be ready as we planned.
But that means missing the launch window altogether. There won't be another one for 6 months.
It's taking us a while, but we'll definitely pick you up as soon as we can, Charlie.
It's been 1 year, Houston. 1 whole year, alone on the far side of the moon. It's a bit much. It's getting really lonely up here, you know. I can't even see the Earth from this side. Just the haunting black sky and millions of stars. And this damn desolate landscape outside my window. No trees, no lakes, just gray dust and craters.
Try to get hold of yourself, Charlie. We're really sorry. You've got to hang in there. You've got enough food and water, and your oxygen supply should be sufficient.
Yeah. Nuclear-powered oxygen generation, straight from moon rocks. Enough oxygen to keep me cooped up here until the food runs out.
You're not going to starve, Charlie. We're coming back, and we'll definitely pick you up as soon as the next launch window opens up. You're making history, you know, the first British astronaut to live alone on mankind's only internationally funded moon base.
Well, I'd rather have company if you ask me. Lately, I've been hearing sounds.
You're not suffering from isolation loneliness, are you? What do you mean by sounds?
I don't know. I just think I'm going a little stir-crazy up here. I've been hearing these weird sounds outside the hull. Even the damn radio signals are hard to pick up because of all that solar activity. So tell me, what did you say was wrong with the rocket booster? Hello, Houston? Houston? Come in, Houston. Damn equipment, no signal. Well, here I am, stranded and all alone on the far side of the moon. Turn off the radio. No use. Listen to me. Talking to myself. I guess that's what happens if you stick the first astronaut alone on the moon for a whole year by himself. You start talking to yourself, don't you? What was that? Did you hear that, Charlie? There it goes again. Coming from outside the hull. That's bloody spooky. Go away! Go away, I tell you! Listen to me. I'm going mad. That's silly. Stir crazy. That's all. I'm just alone here, and I'm simply imagining things. That knocking's been going on a while now. There must be some logical explanation. Obviously, there's no one out there. I'm alone here. It must be something leaning against the outside hull. Yes. That's it. Something is leaning and knocking against the outside hull. Go away! Go away, I tell you, go away! Now listen, Charlie, get a hold of yourself. There's no one here except you. You're alone here, Charlie. There's nothing outside the base except desolation. There's no life on the moon. I'll go out and have a look around. I'll put my suit on and go outside. And this time I take a good long look. It's on the outside. Out there, in the vacuum of the moon's surface. I've got to find out what it is before I go crazy. Ah, here it is. Okay, Johnny. Let's slip into this bulky thing. Now, there's no atmosphere out there, so I've got to put this suit on. Otherwise, I'll suffocate instantly, won't I? Put these gloves on. And now, my helmet. All right, that's it. Just let me check. Yep, all systems are secure. Oxygen tank turned on. Now I'll just step out here into the decompression chamber. Okay, Charlie. Now I'm ready to open the outside hatch. Here goes. Whoa, here it is. The moon. God, I hate this place. But it's kind of beautiful in this lonely desolation. Let's have a good look around. Yeah. Everything looks normal to me. A big dome. Right here on the moon. Now what could be causing that noise? Must be something leaning against the other hull. Maybe a rock. Now, everything looks okay from this side, too. Clear. Right there. What was that? Did you see something move, Charlie? What was that? No. It's not possible. I'm imagining things. No, wait. There it is again. Something transparent. Like something's there and not there at the same time. No. Nothing's there. It's just a heat refraction, yeah. Heat distorting the atmosphere or something. There's no atmosphere up here, Charlie. This is the moon, Charlie. There's no air. And there's no heat distortion, is there? But I did see something. Like an invisible man. Or some kind of distortion. I could see through it, but it moved. Like a glass man. Or a mirage. Look! There it goes again! Now there's two of them. Whatever they are. Something is there. But I can't see it. It's like a distortion. But nothing clearly visible. Wait a minute, Charlie. This isn't possible. You're on the far side of the moon, Charlie. There's no one here for hundreds and thousands of miles. You're all alone, Charlie. You're hallucinating. What do they call this? Isolation syndrome? Yeah. I've got to get back inside. This is getting too much, Charlie. Now, close the hatch and repressurize. Okay. Back inside. Now to get out of the decompression chamber. That's it, Johnny. Now let's get this stupid helmet off. That was weird. I'm hungry now. Think I'll go to the galley and fix up something to eat. What was that? Sounded like it was coming from inside. Right inside this room. What is that? Some kind of alien creature? It's coming from the chamber room. Right inside this door. Okay, Charlie. Now let's look. That's not your imagination. Something is in there. And I've got to go in and see what it is. but I don't have a weapon. They don't give guns out when you come to a deserted moon base. Get a grip of yourself. This will do, though. A crowbar. Okay, Charlie. Now. One. Two. Three. Push the button. Now. What the?
Hello, Charles.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
I come from here.
What do you mean you come from here? What's that in your arms?
That's my pet Troon. Don't worry, they're harmless.
Troon?
One of our local animals. There are many here. They live in the forests.
Forests? What do you mean, forests?
The forest, Charles. Outside your base, in the moon forest.
Moon forest? Now I know I've gone mad. I was warned this might start happening. A woman, a strange fuzzy creature, and now a forest on the moon. You're nothing but a figment of my imagination.
Do I look imaginary to you, Charles?
No, you don't. You look very beautiful. The most beautiful woman I've ever seen. But you're not real. You can't be real. I'm alone here. I've been alone here for a whole year now, and I've got another 6 months to go. There's no life on the moon.
No life? There's life everywhere, Charles. There's life here on the moon, too. Just look outside the window.
No, there's no... That's impossible. I don't believe what I've seen. It's...
Trees! A forest!
A green forest. Right outside the base. It wasn't there before. You made it appear, didn't you?
I didn't make it appear, Charles. It was always there. Only you couldn't see it until now. You've been living in the forest ever since you came to the base 12 Earth months ago, which was only one day of our time.
What do you mean?
The moon is inhabited, Charles, full of life, advanced life, with beautiful palaces, cities, roads, forests and lakes and kusha grass.
No, that's not possible. There's no atmosphere on the moon. There's no water. It's a dry, desolate vacuum. Nothing can live on the moon.
It may seem dry and desolate to you, Charles, but not to us. Life here is not like life where you come from. Life here is ethereal. We don't depend on the world that you can see and touch. We have our own world, and in our world there is water, trees, and people, and rivers of nectar. But they can't be seen by Earthmen.
But I'm seeing you. I can see you as plain as I can see the trees outside of the window.
That's because we wanted you to see, Charles. We wanted you to see what life on the moon is like. You're alone here, and we feel sorry for you. We'd like you to join us.
Join you? You mean live with you?
Yes, outside in the forest. We'd like to show you the real moon that we call Chandraloka, the moon the Earthmen don't normally see.
No, this is crazy. You're not real. None of this is real. I'm seeing things. I'm imagining all of this. I'm just lonely, that's all. I'm imagining all of this. I'm just lonely, that's all.
We can help relieve your loneliness, Charles. There are many beautiful women here. We can all help relieve you and give you company. But you have to come outside with us.
Outside? You mean outside the base? How will you go out there? You don't have a suit.
I don't need a suit to go out there any more than those trees need a suit to live out there. This is our atmosphere. You also don't need a suit to go out there, as long as you're with me.
No, I can't go out there without a suit. The suit is my lifeline.
Look again, Charles. Does it look like a vacuum out there now?
No. No, it doesn't. It looks like beautiful, dense forest, with birds and thick foliage.
Come on, put your helmet down on the table. You won't need it. Now, come with me.
Where are you going?
Outside with you. I'm going to show you where I live.
No, wait. You can't push that button. You'll let all the air out of the station, and we'll be dead in seconds.
You mean like this?
That's incredible. You've opened the hatch without closing the decompression door. And we're still alive.
Very much alive. Do you want to come with me?
Up there? Without my helmet?
You're breathing now, and the hatch is open. That means you can breathe out there. Come, I want to introduce you to my friends.
Your friends? There are more?
There are many thousands. We have ambrosial nectar that gives us long life.
This doesn't make sense. Yet the hatch is open and I'm still alive without my helmet. Okay, you lead the way and I'll follow. This is beautiful. The most beautiful place I've ever seen. What's your name?
My name is Shakuntala.
Shakuntala. Shakuntala, I love you. I want to live with you always. Forever here.
Yes, you can stay with us, Charles. But you can't stay with us in that body.
What do you mean?
Your body. It's from Earth. Earthmen can't live here on the moon in their bodies. You'll have to change your body.
Change my body?
Yes. You will need a moon body to live here.
Shakuntala, I will do anything to stay here. But this body is all that I am. There's nothing beyond the body.
No, Charles. The Earth's body cannot live on the moon surface like we do. You're with us now. But only because we have helped you to be with us. But if you want to live here for any length of time, you need a different kind of body.
So, you mean I have to somehow change my body?
Yes, that can be arranged. And then we can enjoy, for tens of thousands of years, drinking ambrosial nectar.
Hello, Houston. This is Moonbase 1. Come in, Houston. Houston. Houston, this is Moonbase 1. Come in, Houston.
Moonbase 1, this is Houston. We read you. Any sign of Charlie?
Not yet, Houston. His suit's missing, but there's something odd about that.
What do you mean, odd?
Well, the helmet's here inside the chamber room. It almost looks like he went out without his helmet.
That's not possible. He would have died immediately.
Well, we agree, Houston, but that's the strange thing. If it's not here, he must have gone outside. But where and how did he leave without his helmet?
Captain!
Hold on, Houston. Dave's just returned from outside. I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Dave?
Captain, we found him.
You found him?
Yes, sir. About a quarter of a kilometer from the base.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell what the cause was?
Yes, sir. There's no doubt about it. He died because of lack of oxygen.
His tanks are empty?
Not exactly, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, Captain, he died because he didn't have his helmet on. In fact, sir, there was no helmet to be found with him. He just didn't have a helmet with him at all.
That's impossible. Without his helmet, he wouldn't be able to take two steps outside. He would have died instantly.
I know, sir. Logic says that it's not possible. But he's out there, sir. And there's no helmet. And it's not exactly like there was someone around to carry away a helmet, you know. He was all alone up here.
Don't we know? All alone for over a year. All alone. What in God's name's happened here?
We may never know, sir. We may never know.